just be aware of your bodies. Be aware of your body's contact with the ground. Be aware of your body extending upwards into space. Be aware of your spine. Let your spine hold the structure of your body. Letting your shoulders and the long muscles of the back relax. Letting the structure of the skeleton just hold your body. Feeling into the bones of the body. Letting your bones hold you. Feel the earth beneath you. Feel the sky above you. Feel space around you. Notice your breath connecting the inside and the outside. Notice your bones, not notice the flesh, the softness of the body. Notice the living hardness of the bones. Notice flow and stability within the body, movement and stillness. Warmth and coldness, softness and hardness. Tension and relaxation. Chaos and balance. In Egyptian, isfat, chaos, ma'at, order, balance. Feeling your body's capacity to hold opposites, to contain difference. To contain health and sickness. encountering the mystery of the body, mystery of the many organ systems, the mystery of the one and the many. Feeling the generative nature of the body, its capacity to grow, capacity to create new cells, its capacity to regenerate itself. Every 7 years, every cell is replaced. Its capacity to defend itself, the immune system. Its capacity to nourish itself. Its capacity to excrete and expel. Its capacity to integrate. Listening into the music of the body, its ability to perceive, its ability to contact, its ability to defend, its ability to reach out and embrace, its ability to remain itself. Its capacity for pain and pleasure. So just touching the mystery of the body, feeling the solidity of the bones, and then the mystery of the marrow, the soft marrow within the bones that regenerates the blood. Noticing the mystery of the hard and the soft, the fixed and the fluid. Now we will practice together a practice called the Kabbalistic Cross, which brings energy and balance into the body. I'll go through it. Some of you may know it, we may have even done it before, but I'm just going to go through it as if for the first time. It's a movement practice where you begin by just putting your hands on your forehead and you chant the word Ate, which means thou, which represents the highest spiritual part of ourselves. Bring our hands slowly down to the solar plexus and we just visualize or feel a column of light going right down into the earth. And we say Malkut. So it's Malkut means the kingdom of earth. It's bringing bringing, if you like, the spirit down into the earth. Touching our right shoulder, we visualize or sense a sphere of brilliant red light. And we say Vegavura, which is the severity, the strength, the clarity. Bring your hand to our left shoulder, we visualize a pillar of white light ending in a sphere of blue light. We say Vegadula, which means the love. Coming to the heart, we hold our hands as if it looks like a chalice. And we say, we sense the center point of our body. We say, Le Olam Amen, which means the forever and everything. And it's a sort of a centering. So this is an energetic exercise that links up the highest and the deepest, the left and the right, and brings everything to center. I'll just do it and do it with me. We'll just do it a few times just to get the feeling of it. So we begin by putting a hand on our forehead and sensing a sphere of brilliant light above our head. And we say, Ate. Bring your hand down the body, feeling the light going down into the earth. We say, Malgu. Right shoulder, sphere of red light. Vegebura. Left shoulder, sphere of blue light. Vegedula. Come to center. Lo lam amen. Again. Ate. Malkut. Vegevura. Vegedula. Lela. Amen. Again, forehead. Ate. Malkut. Right shoulder. Vegevura. Left shoulder. Vegedula. Center. Leolam Amen. Again. Ate. Malgut. Vegevura. Vegedula. Leolam Amen. One last time. Ade. Malkut. Vegevura. Vegedula. just feel the effect of the exercise on the body. Feel the central pillar, the left and the right, the clarity and the love, the highest and the lowest, and the center. So just so feel that bridging shape. And as you link to that bridging shape, feel the energetic field of the body. Feel the atmosphere around you and within you. Feel the center point and the middle pillar going right down through the middle of the body, down into the earth. And as you sense into that middle pillar, above your head, just sense a sphere of crystal white light. This is the crown of your being. This is the place of origin. So just feeling that crown. Letting your attention move downwards to the level of the throat, where you find a sphere that is a sort of lavender grey, airy, vibratory sphere. This is the sphere called Da'at, the knowledge of union. This is the place of mystery. Letting your attention move further down to the level of the heart, where we find a sphere like the sun. This is Tiferet, the place of beauty and balance, or the beauty of balance. Letting the following the middle pillar further down into the pelvis, We find a sphere like the moon. There's Yesod, the foundation of our being. The place of energy, life energy, sexuality. Further down to beneath the feet, we find a sphere of earth of great density that connects us to the deep life of the earth. The energies of a deep green-black, a deep green. Feeling the spheres of the middle pillar interacting with each other, feeling the field of the crown, place of mystery, the sun in the heart, the moon in the pelvis, the earth at our feet, letting ourselves be held by the middle pillar and its spheres, letting it hold our energetic body even as our bones hold our physical body. Letting our attention sink deep into the earth sphere. Breathe as we breathe in and out, sinking into the earth, sinking into the earth fire. As we do this, feeling the attraction of the crown, sphere of purest white light, feeling the longing of the earth to meet with the crown, feeling the longing of the crown to descend into the earth. And then on an in-breath, sensing or imagining the earth energy rising up through the middle pillar, drawn upwards to the crown. And as we breathe out, that earth fire fusing and cascading down through the energetic field, refreshing all the spheres. And as we breathe in and out again, being collected in the earth sphere, where we rest until we breathe in again and activate the fountain of light. So I'm just going to be quiet for a little while you work with the fountain of light. And just rest again in the body, feeling the effect of the exercise. Feeling the energetic field of the body, feeling the structure of the body. Feeling this mysterious aspect of body that is the bridge between worlds. That is the generative field. As you sit in this mysterious field of the body, you feel or sense an image of yourself stepping forward out of the mystery of the body. You feel as though you are wearing a green robe. You feel yourself connected to the green life of the earth. The robe may be simple, it may be elaborate, may be hooded. You feel an aspect of your nature, of your green and potent nature. Feeling yourself as one who is connected to the deep life of the universe, to the fire of the earth, to the fire of the stars. Feeling yourself connected with the green life of the spring. Feeling your generative potential, your ability to grow and to generate life. Your connection to root and flower and fruit. Feel that sense in your body. Feel the robe of green upon your body. Feel how the inner structure of your body alters when you wear the green robe. Feel the spheres of the middle pillar responding to the green life. The flowering sun at Tiferet. The green fire of the earth sphere. The generative potential of the moon and of the sphere of mystery. Feel the fire of the spring. Within you. part of you. Radiating from you. And as you sit in that radiant and generative potential, it is another, as if another aspect of your deep image emerges. That complements and balances the green fire. Now it is as if you are wearing a blue robe. There's a stillness, a clarity, a capacity to think and understand, to discern. You become aware of the clarity of the mind, the creativity of the mind. The capacity to make connections, the capacity for insight. You feel that stillness, that clarity, that sharpness of mind cutting through. You experience the beauty, embodied beauty of thought. The creative mind that reveals the beauty. Feeling that capacity, sit again just in the mysterious aspect of the body. Feeling the green fire of the earth. Feeling the clarity and the beauty of the creative mind. Feeling the response of the middle pillar to both the earth fire and the clarity. And as you sit there, it is as if a third aspect of your image emerges. And you find yourself wearing a rich red, purple red. Rich purple robe. And you become aware of the capacity of devotion, of love. of warmth. Love for the universe, love for the other. Devotion to the life of, deep life of the universe. Feeling the fire of love running through the cells of your body. Feeling the love coming together with the energies of clarity and power. Forming together a stabilized form. Power supporting the capacity to love, being balanced by the energy of clarity. Feel the green robe and the blue robe and the purple robe coming together in you. Feeling the capacity of this body of light and fire. This energetic body that is powerful, that is wise, that is loving, that is the image of your deeper self. Feeling the form of that image touching all parts of your body. Feeling the form of that image reaching out beyond the body into the room and into the world. Feeling your potency, your wisdom, and your love. Embracing your body, embracing the world. letting the form dissolve again into the mystery of the body. Knowing that it will step forward again just as an act of will, and that we will return to it over the course of this weekend. But again coming back into the stillness of the body, letting the form return into stillness, being again without identity, without shape. We will conclude the meditation by just once again doing the Kabbalistic cross to energetically seal the work. So be aware of the crown above your head, be aware of the earth beneath your feet, be aware of the left and the right, the red sphere and the blue sphere, and the center point. And placing your hand on your forehead, say with me, Ate. Ade. Solar plexus, Malkut. Malkut. Right shoulder, Vegebura. Vegebura. Left shoulder, Vegedula. Vegedula. Heart center, Leolam, Amen. Leolam, Amen. Again. Ate. Leolam, Amen.